Let's talk today about civil suits. Except for Rule 32 relief, most of the pleadings you file to assert your rights, including your civil rights action, will be civil in nature. The Arizona Rules of Civil Procedure are based on the federal rules of procedure, as are the rules of procedure for civil matters of almost every state in the union except for Louisiana, which, so far as I know, still uses code pleading. Now, this is Arizona Rules of Civil Procedure, Rule 8. General Rules of Pleading. Rule 8A, Claims for Relief. A pleading which sets forth a claim for relief, whether an original claim, counterclaim, cross-claim, or third-party claim, shall contain a short and plain statement of the grounds upon which the court's jurisdiction depends. Unless the court already has jurisdiction, and the claim needs no new grounds of jurisdiction to support it. A short and plain statement of the claim showing that the pleader is entitled to relief. A demand for judgment for the relief the pleader seeks. Relief in the alternative or of several different types may be demanded. Now, I have just said a bunch. Look, a pleading which sets forth a claim for relief, that includes a complaint, a petition. A counterclaim is simply that you've already been sued and you're asserting a claim against the party who sued you. A cross-claim means that you are essentially claiming something new against somebody who is not suing you, but who is already involved in litigation. A third-party claim is somebody that you're bringing in yourself. A short and plain statement of the grounds upon which the court jurisdiction depends. It is jurisdictional, and without jurisdiction, you've got no case. Unless the court already has taken jurisdiction because somebody else is suing you. Now look, a short and plain statement of the claim showing that the pleader is entitled to relief. That's called notice pleading. It simply gives notice to the opposing party, hey, look, you know, somebody did so-and-so on this date. So they, you know, are informed of the claim against them. It's very similar to the pretrial stuff used to set it up. Because usually, look, first of all, you have to give notice before you file the claim. Then a lot of political entities, county, state, federal, city, municipal, you have to file. They've got a claim procedure and a form. And for that, you go to their financial department and you ask for risk management, and they'll send you a form. Relief. Now, that's really important because you've got to identify what relief you're asking. If you're asking money, you know, set a limit that is outside of, well, the jurisdiction for the lower courts. If you're in federal court, the jurisdictional limit for federal court has always been $10,000. So you simply have to ask for, you know, $10,100. In federal court, you're usually going to be asking for non-monetary relief. And then a demand for judgment for the relief the pleader seeks. Okay, what do you want? That's simple. And it's usually stated wherefore the plaintiff asks the court for the following relief. You know, number one, The costs incurred herein. Number two, compensatory damages. Don't ask for punitive damages unless you've got a statute or a rule under which they can be granted. Relief in the alternative, or of several different types, may be demanded. All that means is, you don't have to be consistent. You can ask for different things. Now, the trick is, when you are giving notice to the potential defendant or respondent prior to litigation, you want to be very general in your approach, because otherwise they'll, you know, show it to the court and say, hey, look, here's all he wanted beforehand, so why is he asking for this now? All along the road, there are procedural traps, and while the state knows how to navigate those traps, most people don't, and that's why it's very important to explore all the administrative remedies available to you and exhaust them before you turn to litigation.